So for our technology news this week, Rob Gordon joins us once again, who looks after IT at the East Anglian Daily Times and the Ipswich Star. What's your Rob?
Hi, James.
So let's just bring ourselves up to date, if we could, with the game console battle that's going on then. News from both Xbox and PlayStation camps.
Yes, James. Microsoft have done a complete reversal. The Xbox 180, as it's now being humorously called. They've dropped some of the controversial things they introduced. Like the DRM for the games.
Now, what is that, Rob?
The DRM for the gaming was where a game would be locked to a console. And if you wanted to play that game on another console, you would have to sign in as yourself, which made selling the game difficult.
So you couldn't share games, essentially.
It made it very, very difficult, yeah. You would need to be signing in as yourself on your friend's console, then it was fine. But if you wanted to sell the game, you'd have to go through quite a few hoops to make that happen.
Yeah, okay.
Another issue was what they called the heartbeat requirement. The console would need to be online at least once every 24 hours in order to be able to play the games. They've also dropped that. They've taken that away, so now you can play offline. This was an issue for people with poor broadband, or in some cases people who didn't have broadband at all.
Yeah.
They can now play.
Okay. Now, pricing, what do we know thus far?
Prices were announced. Microsoft have announced that the Xbox will start at $429, which is pretty much where we thought it would be. And then shortly after that, Sony took to the stage with the PlayStation 4 announcement and undercut them nicely. They're coming in at $349, and of course have no DRM from the get-go. There was no issue with DRM on their console at all.
So bottom line is, Microsoft have made a little bit of a mess of their launch.
Yeah, they've referred to it as responding to customer feedback.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, the feeling was that they did upset quite a few people, and they've perhaps taken it on board and decided that this isn't the time to have to do that yet.
All right. iPhone users and iPad users, the iOS 7 then is about to come out.
Yeah, well, not yet. They've announced it. It was announced at WWDC recently, which is the big Apple developer conference. iOS traditionally is the software that the iPhone and the iPads run, traditionally done by Scott Forstall. He was let go last year and replaced by Johnny Ives, who is the British designer. He's previously been responsible for the hardware of the iPhone and the iPad,
right,
and now takes over both the hardware and the software side of things.
All right, so in every iPhone or iPad, there's a bit of England.
Absolutely.
Pretty much, yeah. Good stuff.
So Johnny Ive as he is now.
What do we know about the new OS by way of functioning?
Well, they've announced some changes. The iOS 7 is now available to developers in beta form for testing. It's not out for general release yet. We expect it to be released as a free upgrade, as previous iOS versions have been, to all users. When they release the next iPhone version, which probably will be the iPhone 5S, and we anticipate that to be somewhere around September, October time. The new features that they've announced are a completely new look and feel. All the icons have been changed, modified. The colours are different. But the grid of icons still remains. Largely, that's unchanged. But the look and feel of it has changed.
Apple users are very fussy about this sort of thing, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And this is one of the issues. This grid of icons that iOS uses has been in place since the initial release of the very first iPhone back in 2007. So although they're making some changes now, they haven't made the radical changes that some people really wanted to see, which was a fundamental change to the home screen. But what they've done is changed the look and feel, made it look a little bit nicer. And they've also added in quite a few additional features, such as the new control center, which is a swipe up from the bottom of the screen and gives you instant access to things like the airplane mode, turning the Wi-Fi on and off, turning the Bluetooth on and off. So that's a completely new feature. They've also introduced, they've revamped the notification center, which is a swipe down from the top of the screen.
Yeah.
That now looks far more attractive. And they've also changed the way that that works. They've introduced plain language for your calendar appointments, so it will now say to you, tomorrow looks like this, your first appointment starts at 8:45 and things like that. So just really made it a little bit more friendly.
Right, good stuff. Tech news from Rob Gordon, who looks after IT at East Anglian Daily Times and the Ipswich Star. Rob, will catch up soon.
Great, thanks, James.